Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as usual. Sin City Radio.
Father Time was good, dog. SinCity.Scoop.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Scoop.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Eminem there? Is he like the biggest thing in Detroit?
I mean, like, M, he just, you know, I mean, like, not really. I mean, I guess if you, if you, I don't know, like, in the suburbs, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, they really love him. Like, we love him, too, in the city. Like, yeah, you know, he's the greatest lyricist probably in the game. But, I mean, like, we got different groups out here, like, you know, Get Entertainment, Certified Getters, Cash Out, Doughboys Cash Out, you know. I mean, we got different groups here and stuff, so.
Okay, now, by you being an artist from Detroit, does he, like, you know, okay, can you approach him and be like, hey, man, you know, listen to my tape or something like that? Is he, you know what I mean? Because
I mean,
white, and Detroit is predominantly black. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's what I was saying, like, you know, he's, you know, like, you don't see a lot of Eminems in the city. Yeah, you see a lot of rappers like Eminem or whatever. But, you know, they not from the city, you know. So, I mean, Eminem's not from the city. But, I mean, he's a smooth dude, though. I mean, he's welcome there, of course. Come to my house.
Now, would you work with him?
Oh, yeah. I've worked with his people. Actually, the dude who produced my song Billions, actually cut a couple of records with him before. So, I got a couple ties connected to him and stuff. But, you know, I won't never use the plug until I see the guy or meet him.
Okay.
But hold on now. Hey, I know Eminem. Let me in this motherfucker.
Now, how did you hook up with the Midwest Record Pool?
Pompey, man. Shout out to the movement. Everything they doing is hot, man. I hooked up with him through him. Like, we go back years. Like, that's my man. Like, you know, like, we was, you know, we was in the street together. We, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was beyond the music. It was, you know, well, we was doing music, too, but, you know. We just ran the street together, you know. He been to Detroit, you know. He came out to Detroit to do a show once, like in 02. You know, this goes to show how long we've been doing it. And, you know, like, we're still young. You feel me? So, you know, we've been doing it at a young age, and we're still doing it. But, yeah, you know, I got in touch with him, Midwest Record Pool through Pompey.
Okay. Yeah, the Midwest Record Pool, man, they making it happen, man.
Oh, yeah, they real smooth.
They doing their thing, just like we doing our thing. I appreciate you putting that page up, too, brother.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Kansas City.
Appreciate
that.
No doubt. That's what's up. All right, go ahead, dog, my bad.
Oh, man.
Had to get that in there. Yeah.
Oh, man, that train. I mean, with this music thing, man, I mean, all right, let me ask you. We ask a lot of people that come on here, like, what do you feel the state of hip-hop is in right about now?
It really need a, to me, it need a makeover, man. They need to do it over right now. It's too many PM Dawn rappers out there, like.
P.M. Dawn. God damn, I heard that name in years.
You feel
okay,
me, man?
So, in other words, all that singing and shit need to be cut the fuck out.
You know, you feel me, man?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, I grew up during the Rock Cam, you know what I'm saying, BDP, mm-hmm. I mean, Slash, mm-hmm. Went to the gangster. Well, I guess what I'm saying is I grew up during the lyrics. The motherfucker actually had something to say, whether it was gangster rap, political rap, or whatever it was. Hell, even the motherfucker who was making, I guess we could call it fun rap, they even had a story to tell. It's like, nice.
Right.
It's like, shit, if you ain't talking about, I mean, it's just this shit.
It's
is
a bunch
so
of bullshit.
It's just so redundant now. You like, okay, really? Because, you know, I had a partner, man. And he said, man, you don't play nothing new in your car. I'm like, I play a couple of things new if I like it. But overall, it's like, man, how many times can, I mean, you know what I'm saying? How many times can you hear the same thing just recycled and just coming out of somebody else's mouth?
But right.
It's the same old shit.
The same shit.
So what do you think? What do you think hip hop need to start at?
It needs to go back to. It really needs to go to the art of it. I mean, people now just put out a song and just, you know what I'm saying? You don't even know what they're talking about. But then, you know what I'm saying, the chorus comes and it's telling you to dance, you know, and whatever. I mean, which is cool.
Lil Wayne.
You know.
Lil Wayne.
Right.
Put out there. That, he makes no sense at all.
Nah, I'm not gonna say he don't make no sense. Some songs he make, you know what I'm saying? I can understand, but some I'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about? All right, but check it out, Train. I'm gonna throw some names at you. Then just I'm just gonna throw them, and first thing come to your mind when I say them. Gucci.
Real.
Walker.
Annoying.
Okay. Ice Cube.
OG.
Okay. Now hold on, man. I said Gucci and you said Real.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, man. I'm gonna be the first. I commend the brother. I mean, but I just can't get into that guy, man. That's just one guy I can't get into.
Oh, yeah, like, you know what? I honestly used to feel the same way.
So
really
it's
did.
Something I'm missing. Maybe I need to just sit down and just, like, actually try to listen to a whole CD.
The CD that got me is the Gucci Sosa. Whatever. I can't remember what it was. But, I mean, it was a sweet-ass mix CD, whatever. And, like, you know, that's how the nigga came out, really, off of mix CDs. But that one CD, though, like, I played that one song, Stuntin', whatever. I'm a stunt dude, so I'm a, man, that shit, man. I played that shit all that summer, man. That shit was hard as hell. I ain't gonna hold you up.
Well, let us bring in. We got another Midwest artist on the show tonight. We got Sam P with us. What's happening, Sam P?
What's good? What's going on with you, man?
Midwest blowing up on Sin City, man.
Okay, that's what's up.
Shout out to my man Stanley. That's my dog. So what you got going on, Sam P?
Man, I'm working on a lot of stuff right now, man. Just really trying to promote this single I got going that Live It Up. You know, I've been was going hard for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I sat back, had a lot of things going on my life, so I'm really trying to get back on track. You know what I'm saying? Back into the swing of things. So, but
okay.
Other than that,
I'm gonna play that track later on, though. You know, I got it queued up. But now I'm gonna jump back to Train right quick. Train, talk to me about Billions, man. How'd you come up with that?
It's the track from the dude I know that did the track with Eminem or whatever. His name is his company is Denotes. Duet used to be a Sick Notes, whatever. They did beats for Obie Trice, whatever. And he did that beat actually for T.I. Because like one of his artists, Rashad Morgan, he was signed with T.I., Grand Hustle. So he did the song actually for T.I., the beat for him. Like a whole bunch of beats he did for him, whatever. Shipped it off to him. And like, it was one of the beats T.I. rejected. And I was like, I'll take it. Because everybody in the studio liked it. I didn't even like it, but everybody liked it. I said, all right, I do what I do with it, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I won't stop till I'm a $1 billion boy, you know what I'm saying? Till I get the billions. So that's how that came about.
I tell you what, we're going to play the track right now. All right, y'all, this is Billions by Train. Midwest Record Pool, Detroit
Yo.
Style. Here we go.
Get it.
Money, where your mind at? Now where mine's at, get a grind for sex. Just got the package in, about to win. Young Bill Gates with the darker skin. Got a close connect, that's my air friend. He keeps talking shit like I need to expand. I got these streets sold up, y'all are so stuck. Can't get your work off in the drop, you're so fucked. Cause his dealer knew better, and his dealer knew better. Now I gotta send a message to his boss for the cheddar. Don't say it's too kind when you mess with mine. Put a wrench in my plan for sunshine recline. Shit, I'm still there. I'm all about action, man. You still here? You all about acting, man. You don't care. I sit here laughing till I'm a billionaire. I keep on stacking. I'm talking about that street shit, my scale be weighing. So what I'm saying is you can't even cart. So why complain when you can't even start, yo? I just keep stacking like a Jewish man. Tight with cheese like mice in a recession. The haters trying to set the whole game up. I just laugh cause you can't slow a train up. My tracks are fitting, so I'm dismissing. If you try to come with facts, then they really fiction. I'm about to be the youngest billionaire in the world of problems and me without a care. So sit and stare if you need advice. Always know I'm here like Jesus Christ. So keep your faith, but also keep your strength. From grace, I just might let you keep your faith.
There we go. That's Billion by Train, Midwest Record Pool, jumping off. I like the hook, man.
Yeah.
That's like a club song, man.
Yeah. That's what it was, I guess. And he actually intended it for, I guess, T.I., Diddy, somebody else to be on it. But, you know, he didn't want the beat, so whatever. I took it.
I hear you, man. Ain't no wrong with that. If it's available, shit, take that motherfucker.
Right.
That's what's up. But now let me ask you a question. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now as far as the music thing go?
Definitely, you know, somewhere in between a hip-hop household name. Like in the hip hop community, you should know me, definitely.
Okay. Now, do you want to see yourself like selling to the, you know, the white kids? You want to cross over, or you just want to stay strictly in the hood?
Honestly, I don't care who buys it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not. Oh yeah, one market. Like, look. There's other things I want to do, you know what I'm saying? Music is one of them, you know? I intend to make maybe one record, but I have an album that's coming soon, Train of Thought, coming out this year, 2012, guys. Stay tuned. But I only want to do one or two albums. That's it. I'm going to run my record company. That's what I want to do, honestly. So, I mean, I'm going to run a record company. Got other things I'm trying to do out here. It's not just music, but music is my love. So, I mean, this is what I do. So
you rather stay,
okay.
I mean, if it comes down to it, you rather just be, like, more behind the scenes than in front.
Exactly. I'm just, you know, say I'm just good at it. To me, I think I'm good. So, you know, not too many people here who can do what I think I can. So.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Now, let me ask you now. All right, let's just say this take off. I mean, you your own artist, and you have your own record label. I mean, we ain't got to worry about Train being all up in the video saying take that, take that. I mean, we ain't got to worry about that, is we?
No, man, because I'm already trying to be behind the scenes.
Okay, now I'm just saying now. Oh, hey, man, damn, man, dude. Y'all in the artist video, all up in the video. Okay,
nothing against them, though, man, because shit, I was fucking with them. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I like the videos, I like Diddy. But, you know, I'm not even that type of dude, man. I let other people get their shine, you know what I mean? Like, look, I might do a cameo in the video if I want to or something. Like, maybe a scene. Like, hey, you know. But, no, I ain't about to be, you know what I'm saying? No, I ain't need my steelo.
I mean, I'm just fucking with you. But, I mean, my thing is, like, because a lot of, like, okay, let me ask. I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to address this to Sam P, too. I mean, as y'all like being artists now, I mean, you know, you get to a record label, and you are like the premier artist that's on the record label. You know what I'm saying? Well, I guess it's a little different for you because you own your own. You know, you doing everything off your own record label. Sam P, right. I mean, are you signing anybody or you just?
You doing no, your own, man. I'm, you know, doing my independent thing. Had some stuff going with Maybach. I was in New York in December, and I was messing with them. I was supposed to be going back out there at the end of January, but I didn't get around to doing it. But, you know, I messed with dude Jeter. He the VP of Maybach. You know what I'm saying? He heard my music, you know what I'm saying? He liked it, liked what I was doing. He seen, you know, what path I was going and stuff. So, you know, kind of build a relationship. You know, even looking at me, had my eyes on me and stuff like that. But other than that, like, I just do, you know what I'm saying, independent stuff, man. Just trying to put out good music, you know what I'm saying. Everybody don't make good music, so.
Girl. And my question, what I want to ask, like, okay. I mean, like, okay, let's just say, you say Maybach now. Okay, of course, we know Maybach is, that's affiliated with Rick Ross and all that. Now, let's just say Sam P blowing up. Sam P blowing up. I mean, would you really? I mean, I know it would help to have, like, that push. Like, we just use it Maybach for example. I know it would help to have that push if, you know, you might have Rick Ross do a couple cameos or, you know, he might get on maybe a track or two. But I've seen a lot of artists that's just like, okay, this dude is finna get hot. Now I want him to get that hot. So it's like they try to take their shine away from them. I mean, what do you? I mean, in situations like that, what could you possibly do?
And I don't know. In situations like that, it's kind of hard to say what you would do. I mean, me myself. I mean, regardless if depending on what the label stipulates, but like you know what I'm saying. Me, myself, if I was to get on Maybach, I would think myself, like, I'm not finna take no back seat to, you know what I'm saying, Wale and Meek Mill and all this because, I mean, I'm not going to sit on the shelf, you know what I'm saying? My talent is too good to do that. So, I mean, as far as that, I mean, I don't know. I'd still have to try to do my own thing, I guess, you know what I'm saying, to try to push myself because they're on some hating type stuff just because they don't want to see, you know what I'm saying, someone get big. That might be a bad situation. That's why it's hard to get involved, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to my man's over here. He doing his independent thing, got his own label. He called the shots, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you get involved with someone big, it's like it could help you and hurt you at the same time. Because if you is getting big, you getting that popularity, and they don't want to see you blow up because they got, you know, someone else on their label that they want all the attention on, then it's pretty much like you kind of stuck. You know what I'm saying? You really
yeah,
got no choice.
I mean, because that's what I was just wondering, because it's like, you know, I see a lot of artists, because it's like a lot of artists be behind the scenes. It's like, damn, why I'm just not hearing about this person. And the artists, a lot of these artists will tell you, like, well, you know, I was signed to such and such record for 2 years, and I never put out I was never able to put out an album. But right. It's like, you're ghostwriting, you're doing all these, you know, you hear, you get a hot song. Well, yeah, we gonna put we gonna let such and such get on this song, which next thing you know is his song. But you the one that made the song hot.
Mhm. They just shelve them. They find people to shelve people.
Right. So, but now my man Train said he ain't gonna be all up in the video. Not me.
Like I said, I'm trying to honestly. So listen. What I'm trying to do is bring Motown back. You feel me?
Okay. Now
I'm trying to put all the artists out here. Like everybody, there's a lot of talent out here, man. Untapped. I'm talking like, man.
Okay. I mean, I was in Detroit last week. I was only there for a couple of hours, and you know, I'm looking around and like, man, this motherfucker kind of. This one for kind of put you in the frame of mind of Gary. I mean,
yeah.
it's some rough motherfucking areas in Detroit.
Oh, no. Honestly, man, it's like, you know, I've been to Gary. You feel me?
Right.
Know what I mean? I've been to Gary, so it's a different feel in Gary. I mean, but it's the same, like, from Detroit to Gary, because I've been in the hood in Gary, too.
Right. You know, I came through that, and I'm looking around. I'm like, man.
I
feel like he at home.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. We always, this ain't no boasting about it, because it's terrible. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, you know, it's just like, I mean, but what I'm saying is, like, out of that comes, you know what I'm saying, out of that comes create. I mean, you got a lot of cats that I ain't got nothing but my skills. You know what I'm saying? So I got to home in on it. I got to be that much better because I ain't got a goddamn thing but my motherfucking skills. So,
yeah.
With that being said, it's like, you know, I think like situations like that, you see people that's more hungry. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like people get way more hungry than, you know, the person like, okay, well, hey, I can put this album out and, you know. I'm cool. It ain't like this album, this record stuff gonna make me or break me. You know, we got situations where, I mean, like with us, hey, it's Sin City or bust. You know what I'm saying? Because this is all we got.
Yo.
Of course, I'm trying to get it going. And I know, I can tell with you and your music and Sam P and his, you know, y'all on the same thing that we on. And failure is not an option.
Right.
And that's a great fucking statement, man. Failure is not an option. But hold on for a second, man. Somebody got a question for Sam P. Sam P, this question is for you.
Hello.
Go ahead, LaFonda.
So when is your next song coming out? Because I know you got that song with Ben, and that's like the most recent song I saw from you. I haven't seen anything else from you. Hello?
I said my next one. I'm working on some stuff now that I'm not going to determine what I want to put out next, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, how people do mixtapes and all that. Like, I'd really be more focused on singles and, like, I'll be trying to really focus on whatever single that I got, you know, but I don't be trying to flood and push different types of music because when people don't, it's hard to focus on, you know, one song. So just like Live It Up, like, you know, that's my single now, I'm pushing it. But I mean, I got other ones in the works. I just haven't chose which one I'm going to start pushing next, you know what I'm saying, to get people attention.
Okay, now talk to me about Live It Up, man.
You said what?
Talk to me about Living It Up. How'd you come up with that?
Oh, man, I just sitting back thinking, like, you know, because how you were saying earlier, how everyone just try to come up with dance tracks and stuff like that, and like my creativity, like, you know what I'm saying, it comes, I'll be riding down the road, you know, I'll be trying to think, like, you know, outside of the box, not what everyone's trying to do with a trend that's happening at the present moment, or, you know, everyone's trying to sound like, you know, something hot that just came out. Like, and a lot of people is prone to do that. You know, they hear a song and they try to, you know, match it because, oh, that's what's hot now. Like me, I don't do that. I try to think outside the box and think, you know what I'm saying, what people would like or what would be different as far as live it up. I'm just like, you know, let me think, you know, what people like, what people, you know, actually be thinking about or whatever like that. You know, most people, they want to live life to the fullest, you know. See their name in bright lights, you know, pop bottles and all that. So that's pretty much what I came up with. Just, hey, live it up. Live life up to the fullest, pretty much.
Okay.
That's pretty much how I came up with that, though.
All right, now, before I play the song, you said something, and I'm asking you and Train this.
Nope.
Now, as far as rap go, how can you be different? Because there's so many artists out there, past and present. How can you be different? You know, how can you come up with a different sound?
Just by being real.
You know,
just
something ain't nobody already heard already.
Just by being being yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. I said just by being real, by being yourself, really. I mean, that's the way to be the original. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to be real. You got to be yourself.
Yeah, pretty much what he said. Just, I mean, there's tons of artists out there trying to do music. But, I mean, like I said, you just got to think back and think what you could do different that's going to catch people's attention that, you know, everyone already hasn't heard yet or is trying to do. Like you got, like I said, you got to think outside the box in order to make, you know, good hit music. That's why so many artists, they come out, they might have a hit, but then, you know, they fade off. They, like, one-hit wonders. Like, you got to keep that creativity going.
Okay. All right, y'all. This is Live It Up, Sam P featuring Ben, Midwest Record Pool in the house again.
Shining so when I do keep living every day like a movie. Why they wanna do you when they can do me? If it ain't money, cash, friends, don't move me. And you know I'm doing so good. What up to the backers doing no good? Tell the bartender, fill it up. More Henny in my cup, cause tonight we gon' live it up. Man, I'm feeling so cold. I ain't even got no lights on, yeah. Man, I'm shining so bright. I ain't even got the lights on, yeah. Champagne with my campaign. 100 miles an hour, I'm doing my damn thing. And I can't see nobody else up in my damn lane. And I won't stop until I'm on top of the damn game. Cause I live it up. Man, I'm feeling so cold. I ain't even got no lights on, yeah. Man, I'm shining so bright. I ain't even got the lights on, yeah. Champagne with my campaign. 100 miles an hour, I'm doing my damn thing. And I can't see nobody else up in my damn lane. And I won't stop until I'm on top of the damn game. Cause I live it up.
Alright, y'all. Live it up. Sam P featuring Ben. I like that track too, man. I'm going to put both of y'all in the ride.
Sweet. No, definitely. Hey, man. Like I say, that right there, I was feeling both tracks. I was feeling both tracks, man. Okay, that's Ben singing the hook?
Yeah.
Man, he going hard on that hook. I got to get to him. He's going damn hard on that hook.
Yeah,
I mean,
Ben Tavis, a lot of people don't give Ben a lot of credit, but, I mean, in the Midwest, Ben probably one of the coldest, if not the coldest, out there.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that.
Now, let me ask you a question right quick. How did you and him hook up? Because I know he on a lot of your tracks.
Ben?
Yeah.
Let me see, how long I've been knowing Ben? I've been knowing Ben for a while, but I really ain't never do no music stuff with him. And then it was just, I think we was in Chicago one day. We was at, I think it was Teeny Martini, and we just started talking about music. And then we was like, you know, we need to get up and do something. Then next day we end up getting up, chopping up or whatever, sitting down, going over ideas. And we like, all right, you know, this could work or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We came up, me, him, and Beto came up with the You Know What You're Doing. You know what I'm saying?
I like that track, too.
That was a hit. You know what I'm saying? That took off kind of crazy, more than we expected.
I'm still bumping that, man. I'm still bumping that song.
Yeah, that's one of the ladies' face for some reason. I mean, when you got, like, creative people and you sit down and, you know, put your minds together, y'all come up with some real good stuff. But, you know, but yeah, Ben, he real talented, though. That's my guy.
Okay. All right, we're going to do something with y'all. We're going to give y'all two artists, and in your opinion, you tell me who's the best. All right,
okay.
Sam P, Tupac or Biggie?
I'm going to have to say that's kind of hard. Because I would say, lyrically, Biggie. But if you want to talk about feel the music, I'd have to say Tupac.
You can only go with one, man. You got to pick one.
I probably have to say Pac then, man, because he make you feel what he rapping about.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I lost friendships over that.
I would say that argument, that's a life, that argument will go on forever. All right, Train, we'll check this out. I'm going to hit you with an old school one. P.E. or N.W.A.?
P.E. Come on, man.
All day, every day. All day, every day. My favorite group. All right,
I'm baby.
All right, Sammy. Hey,
fight the power.
Since he went old school, I'm going to go old school with you. LL. Sam P, LL or Kool Moe Dee?
Man, I'd probably have to say LL. I always been an LL fan, man.
Okay.
I can go with that one. Okay. Train, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I mean, it's Jay all day, but, I mean, I just, you know. Daisy, I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
All right, Train, we going female, man.
Oh, good.
MC Light, Queen Latifah.
The light. I get to light. Queen, she had a longer career, but I give it to light. She had a better flow.
Okay. All right, well, since we saying female, and we're Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim.
Man, I don't know. I'd have to say Lil' Kim. She probably originated that. You know what I'm saying? Nicki? Nah. I just can't get down with Nicki. Lil' Kim, like I said, they trying to, you know what I'm saying, do what she been doing a while ago.
And I just wish people get her that much. All you young people who just do your history, go look back at Lil' Kim, and you'll see all the pictures, all these photos that Nicki Minaj and took when she bent down and said, Lil' Kim did that already. You recycled it. You ain't do nothing but recycle it. Pay homage to her. Let it be known. Hey, look, I took her style.
But,
all right, Sam T.
Yeah.
Sam T, I'm, this going to be a doozy, man. This is a doozy. This is my last one for you. Hit or tension?
You said hit or tension?
Hit or tension.
Oh, man. Well,
here we go.
Man.
No, I ain't gonna put you out there like that, dog.
I mean, I answered. I mean, as far as making real, see, you can take me back. You know what? I'm gonna have to say hit, man. I'm gonna have to say hit.
Good answer. It is a great friend to the show. He's a great friend of the show. So I gotta give you this, man, for that answer.
But now, with that being said, once again, as not because you know, like I said, it was told to us that tension felt that you know we sway towards hits a little bit more. To this day, you still got an open invitation to come on the show and say whatever it is you want to say. You know what I'm saying? We don't want you thinking that okay, we just swinging towards hits.
I mean, you know, I ain't swinging towards them either. You know what I'm saying? I got track with tension. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to do a track with hit. There ain't no, I ain't biased, but I mean, if you want to get technical, I mean, you got to look at you know what everyone's did, you know, and you know the work they put in. You know, no feelings being hurt, but you know, hit put in that work. He make that music, so. Not to hurt nobody's feelings.
I agree. I mean, like I said, man, I've been friends with Hits ever since we were kids. Grew up in the same neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, like I said, hey, if you go on Sin City, you go on SinCity.Spruce.com, you'll see. Hey, man, I got a picture with me, Hits, and Tension. We all together. I mean, shit. I mean, we used to kick it. All three of us used to kick it. We had a ball together. I mean, that's why I say my shit is not biased. I mean, I'm letting everybody, I let motherfuckers know, like, hey, I mean, hey, when the Mammy Doe came out, I mean, shit, I remembered when it first came out, when it originally came out. All right? I mean, hey, Tension, you want to holler at your boy, get it in. I'll leave it at that.
You always welcome, man. Always welcome. Somebody in this camp, let him know. He always welcome to come on the show. But now let's get back to the show. Now, Train and Sam P. What do y'all think about this beat stuff? Is it good for business or bad for business?
They don't wax yet, you know. But I mean, it depends. Like, you know, it depends. Like, different beefs calls for different occasions. You know what I'm saying? But if it's a lyrical beef, yeah. I mean, the game needs it.
Okay, all right. Now I understand that. But now you got a lot of people who can't. And this is my thing. You got a lot of people that can't cipher between a lyrically and emotionally. It's like, okay, but dude, you know, hey, you know, you got motherfuckers putting the cables on you. Hey man, dude just said you this, dude just said you that. I mean, what happened to like, oh, he did? Well, let me pick up the pen and do some shit to him. Now it's like, when I see you with some, we for the squad, we for the do this, we for the do. What the fuck are y'all fighting for? You can't out rap him. You can't out rap him. Just say you can't out rap him. The better man won. I don't understand what the fuck all this fighting. I mean, when a motherfucker actually kill you over a lyric, come on, man, that's bullshit.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I mean, but then I always hear, well, it's supposed to be to a certain degree. I thought when you battling. Shit, all gloves come off. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say.
Yeah, you can, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, mama's off of the tables. But, yeah, I mean, you could talk about motherfucker wife. You could talk about motherfucker, like, you know, Pac did, Biggie wife. Pac ain't sleep with Biggie. Everybody know Pac ain't sleep with Satay. You know what I mean? But for the simple fact he took the picture with her, now he can use that. Hey, I slept with her now, y'all. I can use that. You know what I'm saying? Pac knew how to hurt a motherfucker. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The game needs the beast or whatever. Pac never slept with that.
But don't beat sell CDs.
Right. Now, let me ask you. With that, I mean, you touched on something. You said that, okay, Pac took that and said, okay, I could work with that. I mean, what is going too far? I mean, so you felt like, hit him up was, I'm not going to even lie to you. When hit him up first came out, I was like, okay, honestly, if I was Biggie, I would beat the shit out of this dude. I'm not going to lie to you.
You see that? I talk about it, but, you know.
Honestly, dog, because it was like, you went too motherfucking far. Now, I mean, I done got older, and it's like, okay. It was just worse. But when that track came out, when I first heard him, and this motherfucker said, fuck you, die slow, my 4-4, make sure all your kids don't grow. Wait a minute. Did you just say you going to kill my kids?
Hey.
Oh, no. I got to kill this bald head motherfucker.
But you know what, though? The healthy beats like the LO, Kumo D, you know what I mean? The Kumo D and what's his face? I can't remember his goddamn name. Juice Crew, they had beef. They all kept it on the record. It was all on the record. You know what I mean? When Kumo D came out, LL came right back.
Yeah.
With another, what they used to call them, diss records.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by y'all being artists, it's not safe to say nothing bad about somebody else because you don't know how that motherfucker going to react.
Well, you know how he going to react. The first thing he thinking
is, you're the dog, motherfucker!
That's what he's thinking.
But it's just, how do y'all stay away from it?
Oh, man, I don't. You know, like, look. We had a couple of times we could have gotten beefs, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We never, you know, we ain't about that, man. If you want to take our music, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, all right, whatever. We doing something right. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we don't get into beefs. But if they call a name out, of course we're going to say something, you know. But, yeah, the beefs are, you know, whatever. I think the game needs them now. If they stay on the record, you know what I'm saying? But Yeah. I don't like the gunplay, though.
I mean, my whole thing is that's just like if somebody like, well, Sin City Radio ain't shit. I might get back on this motherfucker and be like, well, fuck you too. You know what I'm saying? But now it's just like, okay, man, they just said Sin City Radio ain't shit. Oh, time to grab the motherfucking heat, man. We got to go get this motherfucker right now. Come on, man. Is you serious? Now, I mean
that's how it is.
Everybody get caught up in their emotions when it comes to that beef stuff. You know what I'm saying? It just, like I said, it's, I guess, any publicity, even bad publicity, is good publicity. But, you know, perfect example is like the Jeezy and Gucci Mane beef. Like, you see how that turned out. You know what I'm saying? Like, people get caught in their emotions and then, you know, oh, he said this about me. You know, they said that and they, instead of going back on, you know what I'm saying, the track and trying to kill him, they want to kill him for real. Especially,
right,
you know,
right.
You out there, you messing with real, real niggas, you know what I'm saying, from Gary, from Detroit, from Chicago, like, you know, people, they don't take too lightly to that stuff, you know.
Right.
Street, you with street niggas, you know what I'm saying, and.
Right, but now my whole thing,
they,
even though the street niggas. Exactly. I understand that. I understand that you street niggas and that is all that. I mean, hell, I think we're pretty much all from the streets. Ain't none of us born no motherfucking silver spoon in our mouth. But some things you just got to be like, okay, if you claiming to be an artist, this is what you're saying. I'm an artist. This is what I do. Well, an artist, no. I mean, I don't rap. I've never claimed to be a rapper. I ain't never tried to. Well, I tried, but that shit didn't work. But, I mean, you got to look like, all right, well, if this motherfucker said this about me, I mean, me personally, I'm like, all right, me, I want to grab a pen. I want to go at him. I want to let him know that he cannot out-rap me. Or at least I'm going to go down trying. I mean, just for me to be like, all right, man, I'm going to blow this motherfucker head off. Did he shoot you? No. Did he shoot at your mother? No, did he shoot your house up? No. Did he say? Did he do something to your kids? No. Well, why in the fuck do you want to kill this man? Oh, man, shit. I keep it real. What?
Hey, man, just look at it like this. You might sell some CDs while you're in jail, but sooner or later you're going to fall off and you can't come back. You can't make another song because you locked the fuck up.
Right, man. Yeah.
Some dumb shit. You know what I mean?
I mean, because I'm gonna tell you, you cannot get on the stand and the judge and the prosecutor asks you, hey, you know, I mean, why'd you do it? I mean, did you really mean to do it? And your response is,
yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
I mean, it plays out good on a rap song, but when you in that courtroom, they like, oh, we for the hang your ass.
Man, the thing about that, though, I mean, when you got beef, it, you know what I'm saying, it go out to everybody that listen to your music, you know what I'm saying? It's not just a couple people, it'd be, you know what I'm saying, thousands of people. So to the person on the other end, they like, oh, I just got embarrassed in front of all these people. Like, I'm finna show them what's real, you know.
Okay. Now, do you believe the entourage play a part in that? Because it's like, a lot of times, I'm sitting there like, okay, this is a motherfucking casualty. Well, someone from 50 Cent's entourage shot somebody from Game entourage. Game and 50 at the crib. You beefing over another man. Oh, man, that nigga did this. He did Game. G-U not. I'm going to shoot you because you said G-U not.
Right.
Dude, you got to be a fucking idiot. I mean, I'm sorry, man. I mean, like I said, I can't see it. I can't see it, but I mean, as far as y'all go, I mean, I know both Train, Sam P, I know, you know what I'm saying. Y'all probably got, you know, because y'all doing this music thing. So y'all got affiliates of people that you know. I mean, but have it ever got to the point where you just have to look at somebody in your entourage like, you bad business. I need to get you the fuck out the clique.
Hell yeah.
Well, as far as my situation go, like, you know, we, everybody, my entourage, my clique, like, we all on the same accord, you know what I'm saying? It ain't, we all got a clear understanding about what we trying to do and everything that's going on. And as far as beefs go, I ain't had no beefs with nobody, you know what I'm saying? Because, number one, I ain't out there saying what I'm not doing or, you know, trying to portray like I'm somebody that I'm not. And, you know, I don't have to sit there and talk about the next person. So, like me, I'm cool with everybody. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no bad blood with nobody. I, for the most part, though, nobody had nothing bad to say about me. But, I mean, if it comes down to it, like I said, I'll probably laugh it off. All right. He said, whatever, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Well, well, go make some better music than me. that's what it comes down to. Because all at right. The end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I got shorties. I got, you know, stuff that's going on in my life. I ain't finna get that up because, you know, the next person acting stupid.
Okay. Okay. What about you, fam? Has that been the motherfucker in your entourage? You like, you know what, man? You're just not even good for business.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? We done kicked a couple of people basically to the curb. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a bob and weave. It's a life. You know, so we grow up with these people, though. You know what I mean? But it's people
right.
You have to turn your backs on. You have to turn your back. You can't aid nobody. You know what I mean? You can't keep aiding, I should say. You know, because, you know, I can't keep giving a crackhead crack. You know, that's my brother. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you. What if he your brother? And, I mean, you just, you love him, but you really want to get rid of the motherfucker. I mean, what do you do?
You don't know how to get rid of him?
Nah, I mean, then he's like the producer of your show and shit, so you really can't get rid of him just now.
You gotta move on, or you gotta have understanding with him. Somebody gotta talk about swamp. Something gotta go on. You just can't live like that. You know what I'm saying? You'd be miserable for the rest of your life.
I know, dog. I'd be so fucking miserable, but he the producer of the show.
You crazy,
man. I'll be fucking with you, man.
Ha ha, motherfucker. Ha ha. White people, man, I tell you.
You're crazy.
I wouldn't fire my brother, man. I just talk to him, man. You know what I'm saying? Are you good? I mean, how can you fire your own brother, man?
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying? He gonna go to the crib and tell your mother and mom he fired me. And your mama calling you.
I'm not speaking like literally, brother, but you know what I'm saying, like brother from another. You know what I mean? Like that's what I say. We was brothers, when we brothers, we talk about like we did dirt together, we got dirt in each other. You know what I'm saying? Like we both got each other to keep away from you. You know what I'm saying? Trouble. Keep out of trouble.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You,
we watching each other back. You know, when little bro act up, you know, or big bro act up, or whoever, you know, since your brother act up, you know, you got to tell him. You got to, you know, let him know. You know what I'm saying? You they don't get no response. You don't get no response back. You know what I'm saying? You got to let him go. Peace.
Well, I tell you what, man. If I was your brother and you fired me, this would be my response to
Father, him. Fuck you, man. You possum faced motherfucker!
y'all see the dilemma I'm in. Hey, so yeah, now you ain't going to tell on me. I can't win. I got to keep him here.
Hey, Beyonce fired her dad. Beyonce fired her dad.
And I tell you what her dad's response was. This was her dad's response.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, he mad motherfucker.
You already know. That was my response.
And then she fucked around and married Jay-Z. She married in the moment.
Oh, man.
He's sitting at the crib mad as hell right now because he's missing out on a ton of paper.
Nah, he ain't missing out on it. Trust me. I guarantee he didn't. When they told him you was fired and you ain't going to get no more money, I bet you he was like...
Shit.
I guarantee he got the motherfucker. Hey, He got them contracts, dog. He got them contracts, right. Like, see, you motherfuckers trade. I bet y'all get nothing but shit. Hey. It's going to be
no,
hey.
Hey, I'm going to set the whole scenario up for you, dog. Beyonce walk in and she like, Dad, I got to let you go. I got to fight. She turn around and walk out the door, old man like,
hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Shit, man, I'm telling you, Jay-Z done called him like, hey, look, we need her off that contract.
Nigga, please.
I'm getting the care package off this deal. You can believe that. You can believe that.
Her dad's telling Jay-Z this, dog.
We're talking to your cool ass, nigga.
I ain't
about my business. Ain't talking to your cool ass. I'm talking to my daughter.
All right,
Train. What you got on deck, man? What you got coming up in the future?
Train. I got, like I said, Train of Thought. Right now, you can check me on Reverb Nation. Just look up Train 313, Train, whatever. Look for a black train, you know, the Train of Thought, you know what I mean, is my album name. So I'm on Reverb Nation, I'm on Twitter, Train Music, T-R-A-N-E, y'all, T-R-A-N-E. So I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, just look up Train, whatever. Train, get her. I'm a getter, get entertainment from the certified getters, you know, Detroit, whatever.
Don't forget you on Sin City too, man. You post videos, songs.
I'm posting everything on Sin City. I got a profile on Sin City, y'all. I think it's up right now. I gotta go home and check it. But
yeah, it's up.
Yeah, you up, okay. Dog. You up and running.
Yep. Up at Sin City. I'm gonna be up there checking almost every day. All I can. You know, I gotta hold
what's
something
up
down.
That's what's up, man. That's love. Anytime you got a song you want to put out there, man, send it to us, man. We'll put it on there for you, dog.
You and Sam P.
We can play a couple of your tracks, Sam P. What you got on deck, man? What you got coming up in the future?
Like I said, I got a couple more singles coming out. I'll just leak them out. Probably got a single called One Night. And Without You, it's my second one. Like I said, I don't know what I'm gonna release next and focus on. But
we knew one thing. LaFonda definitely checking you out because she's like, hey, what's that next song coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah, she gonna want some Sam P.
I ain't figured, you know, which route I'm going to go yet with that, but I'm definitely put some out because people keep asking. Everybody keep asking, hey, when your mixtape coming out? And I'm like, man, I ain't even really focused on a mixtape, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to get these singles and push these singles in people ear, you know.
Yeah.
But I said my information, follow me on Twitter, SamP219. If you Google me, just look up Sam P, SAM.P, you know what I'm saying, my stuff pop up. Man, I'm everywhere on the internet.
Well,
Sam P and Train, coming soon.
There you go, that's what I'm talking about. See, man, that's what I'm talking about. Sam City, man, we like making these collaborations, dog. All we ask is can we get in a couple of these videos?
I want two strippers standing on my side. That's all I want. That's
big,
right. Shout out
to,
pretty sure.
Big shout out to Stainin, DJ Stainin.
Yeah, that's my dog.
Everybody over there at the Midwest Record Pool.
Yeah, most
definitely.
Shout out to Stainin, DJ Rock. You know, I'm part of
Rock.
Straight Slam and Click Freddie Gibbs, Hit, T Maze, H Trey, all them. Nigga Flat. Shout out to everybody.
Good music.
All right, y'all, I'm gonna open something up. I'm actually going to get a flow to LaFonda.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Any more questions, LaFonda?
As far as, like, you, like, doing your music, do you ever, like, take music from, like, a ghostwriter or something like that? Either one of y'all.
Okay, let's start with Train. Train, you use ghostwriters?
No. No.
Is it a reason why you don't use ghostwriters?
I mean, I like originality. So, I mean, if I want to, you know, somebody has to write it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's me. Like, I'm not going to have somebody else write not my lyrics. I might write for someone else, but no one's writing for me. Because what can you tell me, you know? I mean, this is my life. Hooks, not even hooks.
Yeah.
Everything I do is original. Everything I do. I mean, but that's not to say nothing about anyone else, because I could buy a song with a hook like Billion Dollar Boy. Well, I mean, Billions, whatever, but I don't necessarily buy a song with a hook or whatever. Like, I come with my own stuff, like every song I have.
Okay. What about you, LP? Oh, were you through, Trey?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to let y'all know. The Sin City album that we're going to put out, everybody goes writing for that motherfucker. And I ain't giving credit to nobody. Hey, I wrote everything. I wrote every motherfucking thing.
you and Trey.
JLP, you use ghostwriters?
Nah, but I'm not impartial to doing it, but the simple fact that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that's talented that is able to do it, you know what I'm saying, that's trying to, you know, get on and make a name if you got a little buzz or whatever, you know, okay, and they want to, I wrote a song for, all right, well, you know, that's what's up, that's, let me hear what you got, you know what I'm saying, all right, you know, I'll use it. So, I mean, if it comes to me, I ain't impartial to it. But like he said, you know, originality is a big thing, because if you do that, it takes away from your, you know, your creativity and you being an artist and all that. So as far as that, nah. But like I said, I ain't impartial to it. You know, I know a lot of people that's able to ghostwrite. No.
Okay, let me ask a question. This is for people that's listening that don't know what a ghostwriter is. What exactly is a ghostwriter?
Ghostwriting is where you come with a song. You're not the one that came up with the lyrics, the hook for the song. You know, they wrote it out for you. They in the studio with you. Hey, you know, do it like this. You do it like that. That's pretty much how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say R. Kelly wrote a song for whoever.
Yes.
Does that make him a ghostwriter? No,
yeah. That'll make him a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
You know who he is. You know what I'm saying? You can't ghostwrite. You know what I'm saying?
Sean Garrett wrote some of Beyonce's songs that she got. I can't even think of the names right now, but one of the Poppy ones, he wants songs for Beyonce, Chris Brown, a lot of people. You know
but
what I'm saying? He's a ghostwriter.
Now, let me
ask you. This is ghostwriting. To me, ghostwriting is like what Jay-Z did for Dr. Dre when Steel came out. That was back when The Secret wasn't out the bag. That's back when people was buying The Chronic. They didn't know Jay-Z wrote that. Nobody knew Jay-Z wrote that. You know what I'm saying? Except
right.
for, like, real inside people. You know what I'm saying? They knew Jay-Z wrote it. You know, so a lot of people knew Jay-Z wrote it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, I mean, like, Royce wrote some songs on Dr. Dre album, too, though. So, you know.
But that's right.
Is that credible, though? Like, okay, let's just say, for instance, like, I blow up off this song, and then it's like, well, Sam P wrote the song. So, I mean, am I considered a lyricist? Because, yeah, I mean, I did the song, and, yeah, it sounded good coming out my mouth. But Sam P wrote the song, the hook and everything. I mean, do that, and everybody say, well, you know, Cass didn't even write the song. Sam P wrote it. Ain't that like a blow to my credibility as a lyricist?
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a blow. I mean, like, it'll hurt me if it happened to me. Like, that shit will hurt me. But at the same time, it'll make me feel good, too. Like, wow, you know, I must be doing something great out here. You know what I mean? But if people taking my shit without, you know what I mean? Like, and mine ain't come out yet? Oh, hell no. It's war. You know?
It's not war. See,
okay,
let
me see if I got this right. Okay, Train, I write a song for you, right? I write the whole complete song. You release the song, but it got written by you. That makes me the ghostwriter, right?
Yeah, but nobody knows. They think I wrote it. You feel me?
Yep.
Like, gotcha. you stay hidden. That's what a ghostwriter is. They stay hidden. I know a couple ghostwriters here, like in the city, like that wrote for Jada. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about, Jada Kiss. You know what I'm saying? I know ghostwriters. You know what I mean? Like, real talk. Because I done heard him say something before, you know what I mean? And then Jada say the same thing. I'm like, damn, nigga, like, what the fuck? He's like, I told you, nigga, I'm not gonna ghostwriter. But he was already there, though, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? Like, so that's a ghostwriter to me. You feel me? A person that would never be known.
If
there
I
are ghosts.
I should get some credit. Why I want to be state ghost, and I wrote the song that's number one.
All right, that's
now,
like,
I don't get no credit. Don't nobody know I wrote it, but me and you.
That's like
how
you
does
buying
that
some. But look, it's like you buying some gas, right? But you the merchant. You know what I mean? You bought the gas cheaper than what you selling it for. You know, so when you already sold it, you feel what I'm saying? You don't care what happens. You already got your money. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
now like, if it turned into a number one hit, what if the song goes
well? You could put it in the contract where you get residuals. You know, of
okay.
course, what
okay.
Jay, you know, what Jay Z probably did with Steel.
Okay, I got you.
No, I mean, you ain't gonna just give him a song. Here go a song, man. Shit, don't get rich off of it. Hell no, they ain't working that way.
Oh no.
No, what I'm saying is, okay, let's say you gave me $100,000 for a song. I got my $100,000. I wrote the song. The song goes triple platinum. You didn't make millions off this song, and all I got is 100 G's.
Well, that's
and yeah, nobody even know I wrote it.
That's the chance they take when you sell it,
right?
You know, hey, that's the risk that you take, though. Like, you know, saying when it comes to those contracts, I mean, that's the same thing as, you know, buying the beat straight out. You know, now you got the rights to it; it's your beat. You know, you bought it for however much money. After then, the dude that made the beat ain't gonna make no more money if it becomes a hit. Right. I mean, you gotta look at, like, I mean, if you sold that song, you gotta look at that song like, man, if you really feel like I got a fucking hit on my hand, you go, hey, man, look, I'm gonna have to get paid for this song. But now if you like, well, fucking, here you go. And then now once this song, this motherfucker all on motherfucking 106 and Park performing it, and everybody like, go. You sitting at home, you know, like, this motherfucker done took. Nah, I ain't take your song. You just didn't, you didn't handle your business right.
Right.
Fuck that. If I wrote a song and I heard my shit on BET some motherfucking way, and this motherfucker talking crazy, nah. I want some more money. The song is a hit.
Now, before you pull the trigger,
nah, man.
you gonna have to catch him, man. You gonna have to catch him in his office or something. Put that thing in his head and just tell him.
You owe me some money, motherfucker.
But after you done sold your service though, man, you can't go back and ask for more, man.
Nah,
that's
you
like,
man.
That's,
I know.
That's being, I mean, wrong. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that, man.
I'm just trying to stand up for all the ghost riders out there, man.
Hey, I know a ghost rider in the city. I know a ghost rider in the city. And Jada had a number one hit damn near. You know? I know somebody who wrote a verse on that. I was like, damn.
I classify Jada Kiss as like one of the coaches. You telling me that man be having motherfucker ghostwriting?
Look, dude, I'm talking about from 99, I swear to God, on my life, the year 1999, I heard this dude spit this rap that Jada spit in like 02.
Now, you know what?
I'm talking about it was a distinctive line nobody would ever say. Nobody would ever have said, except for him, my man. I promise.
Yeah, Train.
Yeah.
Jada just texted me, man. He told me to tell you this. Blow your roll and shut your mouth!
Everybody got
putting all this
ghost riders
out there.
Everybody got ghost riders, man. Like, you do a hook for somebody, you ghost ride. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't come up with their own hooks, man. Like Sam P said, it's too much talent everywhere. You know what I mean? You can't deny that. Period. So everybody got ghostwriters. Like, if I ever got to their level, I would have a ghostwriter too. You think I should? If I could be lazy and just come up with hits still, why wouldn't I? You know?
Like, look, main one, Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne got a ghostwriter. A lot of people don't know about it, but he do.
Hell yeah, he do.
And
hey,
you know what? Lil Wayne cold, but I mean, at the same time, he got someone, you know, behind the scenes. Everybody got someone behind the scenes that's doing something that, you know.
You know what? And I believe that for the simple fact is like, okay, I'm not gonna be able to rap about like. You know, once you get to so much fame, it's like you can't rap about the same shit no more. I mean, you can't keep you can't go in the hood like that and be like, well, okay, this, that, and other. But you got to have that hood, like, you got to still bring that hood shit out. And shit, you need some motherfucker from the hood that's going to be like, okay, well, hey, look, rap about this. Rap about that. Because there's no way in hell I'm going to be sitting in Beverly Hills talking about shit. Maybe your boy's still in Ivanhoe. No, I'm not. I'm not in Ivanhoe no more. I can't rap about Ivanhoe no more. I'm not there. You know what I'm saying?
Don't that make you studio?
I don't give a fuck. It makes me rich.
Nah, it make you real. You know what I'm saying? You rap about what you see. You know what I'm saying? Your audience gonna change. You know, period. You know what I'm saying? The more famous you get, the wider you become, like, you know what I'm saying, the broader your audience gets. You feel me? So
no, I'm saying,
if
I'm living in Beverly Hills and I come out with a song talking about the hood, how is she going to make me look? I live in Beverly Hills. I ain't nowhere near the motherfucking hood. But that's what I'm rapping about.
You right.
But I'm from Ivanhoe. I'm not saying I'm still right there, but yeah, my roots still go there. But I ain't going to sit there. I'd be lying if I sit there and be like, all right, yeah, you know, your boy Cash, I'm sitting in the whole project right. Well, hell, ain't nobody sitting in the whole project right now, but you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, you just can't do it. It's like he said, you know, you done got bigger. You can rap about different things, which leads me to this. Okay, and I understand the concept. I understand you do what's hot. But, God damn, I mean, how many times can you rap about a fucking key of cocaine? How many times can you rap about a key of cocaine?
Right.
I mean,
hey, Ross, damn. You know, he getting over. He getting over, man. Ross getting over. All them niggas really, man, you know what I'm saying? They keep saying the same shit over the same beat, too. You know what I'm saying? I just like, man, honestly, that is shit is so genius. You know, if you really think about it, like, wow. Like, these motherfuckers, like, they really give the people what they want.
Okay, now, we got about... We got about 9 minutes left in the show, so we're going to do it like this. We're going to start with Sam P. Sam P, tell me who you're not feeling in the rap game.
You said who I'm not feeling?
Yeah, who you're not feeling. Like me, I fucking can't stand Lil Wayne. I'm just not feeling Lil Wayne. I don't like that motherfucker. Happy CDC don't make no goddamn sense to me. This shit just rhymes. It don't make no sense. It just rhymes. If you really listen to the lyrics, that shit don't make no sense. After shit he say don't make no sense. So, Sam P, who you not feeling?
Man, I got a list, but, man, I'd have to say, off the top, Waka Flocka.
He's another one. That dude don't get no love on Sin City Radio.
I'm going to say, look, I'll go down the list. Forget it. Waka Flocka, Future, new dude that came out, was a Cash Out. I can't resort myself to being so basic. Like, to me, them dudes, they just basic. They say whatever and, you know, just fly. Like, no. No creativity. Like,
right.
Even Waka Flocka said, like, and, you know, I ain't even a rapper, you know, I just trying to make stuff people dance to. And these days, everybody's in there just so simple-minded. Like, I can't get with that. I really can't, because to me, that take away from a lot of creativity, man. It's just me, they got money to back them, and that's what make them big. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of people out here that got a lot of talent, and if this was back in the day, they would be on. But, you know, we in a new age right now, and it's all about money. You got the most money, you could be horrible and go to the top. And I just don't know.
Man, hold on, man.
I mean, Lil Wayne is cold, okay? At certain times, he's cold. Certain times, you'd be like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Right.
But
I got to agree.
Lil Wayne, I ain't going to hold y'all up, man. Lil Wayne is like, I mean, he's a monster. I ain't going to hold y'all up. He out cold. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got me with one line, too. You know what I mean? I ain't going to hold you up. When you say, what, G, Move in Silence, like, Lasagna, whatever. Like, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, it took a while to develop. And I was like, damn, you know what? That is pretty good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I was like, what the hell?
The nigga creative. Yeah.
You know what? And that line, what you just said, is the same reason that we said what we said. Because I couldn't figure out what the fuck that shit meant to save my life. I was like, Lasagna. What the fuck do Lasagna got to do with this? And I'm serious. I could not figure. No, I'm not gonna sit there and lie to you and say I figured it out. But I still ain't figured the shit out.
I have no clue.
Oh, the G is silent in Lasagna.
Yeah.
Now, with that being said.
He hit a lot of shit with that.
But on some real stuff, a lot of mainstream artists, a lot of big time artists, they listen and look at artists that's under them, that's local, that's you know what I'm saying, like under them. And
I believe
me,
that
I think
that they do take some of their lyrics. And, you know, because, like I said, they big time, so they got a lot of stuff on their plate. They can't think of new stuff all the time. And they take smaller people ideas. And the reason I'm saying that is because I've said a lot of lines in my, you know what I'm saying, songs, and then I put them out, and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, Lil Wayne, he said, you know, he was like, I don't mess with squares. Do that mean that I'm out of shape? I said that. Dude, he came out with his mixtape. I said that at least 3 months before he came out with that mixtape that he said it on. And, you know what I'm saying, my dude Beto brought it to my attention. He was like, I know for a fact you didn't take this from Lil Wayne, because we were in the studio, you said it. And he came out 3 months later with this mixtape, and he said it. So it's like, really? Like, you would think, like, okay, maybe he too big to hear, you know what I'm saying, what little people doing and all this shit. Like, nah, like, you know, they got people that, yeah, they got people that sit out there, listen and do this and do that, or they might do it. Like, you can't put nothing past anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so now,
With that being said, you ain't paid me. You ain't do shit. You just took my line. You just took my song and just made it your own. Now, whenever I see you,
you got knocked the fuck out, man.
Because you ain't gonna just take my shit now. But now,
yeah,
okay,
right.
let me ask you. Do you take that as a compliment? I mean, because Lil Wayne is like the hottest motherfucker out right now. And he took your line. He took your line.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, my thing
hell
is, damn, man, if you took my line, damn, dog, come fuck with me. I got more. That would be
right.
My thing. I got more. Come fuck with me. Right.
I mean, I do take that as a compliment. And another example, I had we did a song called Rapper. And I was like, you know what I'm saying, whack motherfuckers couldn't find me with an address. I heard Drake say the shit. I'm like, wait a minute. are you serious? Like, did he just say that? Like, but, I mean, it was more to the line. It was like damn near verbatim. I'm like, okay, either that's a coincidence or he heard it. And with it being on the internet, like, it's easily accessible to anybody in this fucking nation.
There you go.
So,
there you go.
I mean, I'm not going to put it past nobody. And I would say, okay, I take it as a compliment, but then at the same time, I'm like, okay, either I could do the same thing Lil Wayne doing or Drake doing or, you know, such and such. But it's like, you know, they just got the stardom right now, so if I come to him like, hey, I said this, you know, ain't nobody going to believe me because, you know, he the hottest thing, you know, going right now.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody going to believe me. And, you know,
well,
can't they trace it
as far as, okay, well, he said it in July and they tape came out in September. That's proof right there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Tell that motherfucker to give you your money, man.
Break bread, motherfucker. You got it?
Right. See, we had a little instance with a local rapper, though. You know what I mean? But, I mean, he was kind of, I don't know. I mean, he was out there a little bit, whatever. Like, people
break
or whatever. I don't know who, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like, that'd be too real. I ain't trying to cause no risk because people gone and people dead.
This
obviously.
Is
you know
City
I mean?
Radio. So say his name.
I mean, it's just, put it this way, it's some associates, whatever. So, anyway,
they basically say it out loud.
All right, man. This is a great lake ruler. That, you know, supposedly, whatever. So, anyways, man, that's what I'm gonna say. Put it that way. Y'all can do the research on that. The great lake ruler. You know what I mean? That, there you go. Anyways, he took our album. You know what I'm saying? But like, nobody will believe it. Just because we little time. But that's, you know what I'm saying? We were on their mixtape before this album dropped. A song off of that album was on their mixtape before his album dropped. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, but people are discredited and say, like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? He didn't take that from y'all or whatever. But, you know what I'm saying? He really did. But he,
get
you know
your
what
money,
saying? He did. No, I mean, ain't really no money to get. You know what I mean? Like, you know, let do, you know, do his thing, man. But yeah, I mean, they basically took the record from us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we put our record on their album, on their mix CD. You feel what I'm saying? We put a cut off our record on their mix CD. And we gave them the whole record. And they must have liked it so much that they shit was damn near, like, a couple songs was almost similar. They talked about almost giving us shout-outs. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn near saying the names of our tracks on the album. You know,
okay,
and I was
take this out, man. I'm gonna do something for you. And whoever he's talking about, we here at Sin City, we're gonna say a prayer for you. Y'all ready? Here we go.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and God left his hand and made it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Okay. That way with it. Amen. I mean, because hey, that was some whole shit they did. If they took your shit like that, that was some whole shit.
You know, but you know, like I say, it was. It felt we were hurt at first, but we were like, you know what? It's a compliment. We're doing something good. You know what I'm saying? And that was one of his greatest selling CDs. Hey, honestly,
you said the Great Lake Ruler.
The Great Lake Ruler.
We're going to have to figure out who the fuck this is.
Right. Yeah.
Type it up. The Great Lake Ruler. Look him up. He a real nigga, though. You know what I'm saying? He'll hold you up, man. He's a real nigga out here. But, you know, hey, they knew real talent. That's what I say. To take our shit, you know what I'm saying? They knew we was good back then. This was when we was, like, in high school, barely out of high school. So,
see, that's called taking advantage, though, man.
Yeah, he took advantage. He could have had us on his team and shit. We could have been writing all this shit.
Right now, hey, I'm with my boy. You need to holler at that Great Lake Ruler now.
You owe me some money, motherfucker!
And hey, motherfucker, you owe me some money. But check this out, y'all. We done went well over time because shit, and these motherfuckers will cut our asses off. Something about us being too explicit. But hey, you know how that go. Fuck them.
Oh man, they cut us off
anyway. I mean, we got an explicit tag labeled on us. I mean, dog, we ain't even. But yet, still, we still the hottest motherfuckers in the Midwest on this radio thing. So fuck what they talking about.
Hey. Do that. Let me let Train and Sam P know, man. Anytime y'all got something y'all want to drop, man, send it to us, man. We'll play it for you all day long.
Definitely, man. I got a host of shit. I'm about to send y'all my album. I'm talking, man.
All right, I'm going to go for it.
Sam P, you got to get on sincity.spruce.com, Sam P.
Oh, yeah.
Get your page up, man.
I'm
do that shit,
up,
man.
I'm going to do that. That's it. All right, now you just said you're going to send us your album, right? Is it copywritten?
Yeah,
is it copywritten?
Yep. My
damn. I'm about to say, hey, I'm going to do that Great Lake shit. Here come that second album for the drop, boy. I'm going to snatch some shit.
I'll tell you, man. I'll tell you, it's hits on there, too. I promise you guys, man. Hey, y'all check it out, man. Just check out my songs in the Reverb Nation. I'm about to, you know, really do my research on Sam P. But really, because we're going to get in the booth, man. I like that hit you got over here, man. I like that.
Right.
You got flow, bro. You got flow, bro.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna get it in, though, man.
That's what we do, man.
Well, yeah. Last but not least, shout out to Sin City, Cass.
All day.
That's what's up.
My peoples, Sam P., DJ Stodden, Shannon, DJ Rock, K1, The Movement in Chicago, everybody back home in Detroit. You know, I do it for y'all. last but not least, Train. train of thought. Hey, I got some deep thought provoking shit in there, y'all. Real talk.
Send it to us, man. Send it to us.
I got it. I got a track about
send it to us.
Stop smoking cigarettes. Y'all gonna love it. Y'all gonna love it. About cigarettes. Ain't nobody wrote a song about that shit, man.
That's true.
That's what's up, man. Get it in. Let's do it.
Most definitely. Hey, shout out for real, Sin City. Y'all doing y'all thing, man. Showing a lot of love. Everybody that fucking with them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? My supporters, my fans, all that. The finder, definitely.
Thank you. You need to add me to your team, for real. I'll be holding
it. What, you don't ghostwrite the shit? Look, I hit you up, man. Get back
I know.
At me. We're going to make
some
stuff
you a
ghostwriter? Yeah,
a ghost
I've been
writer.
A
ghostwriter
for a minute.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. But everybody else, my nigga Rob, like I said, straight slamming click. We all in here. Hey, make sure everybody fuck with my nigga Beto. That nigga, hey, you want to talk about ghostwriting? That nigga, what the hell? With that ghostwriting shit. Shit, shout out to everybody from the G, everybody from the Midwest, Detroit, Chicago, shit, Michigan. Hey, it don't matter. We all trying to do the same thing, you know.
Oh, yeah, baby. Midwest, that's what I'm talking about. That's some shout out to the Midwest, everybody. I'm trying to work everybody.
Hit me up. Text me. I'm put my number on the head. Look, take this down. Hit me up in a little bit. 678-471.
Hold on. You got Ben.
Hey, wait a minute, we actually sitting here waiting on him to grab the pen. Ain't nobody said shit.
Hey.
Oh, shit. You got the pen yet? All right,
yeah. I got it.
You got it? 678-471-6342.
All right. Like I said, man, we want in on these videos, man. At least let us get in on the video.
Yeah, definitely. Well, like I'm literally shooting a video. Literally, I was gonna shoot it on the 3rd, like this past week, whatever. But last week, whatever. But you know, things got caught in the game. I got a better ticket, so I had to do another treatment. You know, with a different dude because I didn't want to come with the same thing. You know what I mean? Because that was other creativity. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, definitely. You know who that
Cav? Yeah, for sure.
That was your number, right? Yeah.
All right, man. All
right, y'all, on that note, I think we got about 49 seconds before they shut us down.
Right.
So we want to thank Train the Sound people for calling in. And you, LaFonda. And Janine. Hi, Janine. I see you down there. We want to thank everybody for calling in, everybody listening on the internet. If you ain't down with Train and Sam P and Sin City, we got three words for you.
Fuck all y'all.
We out.
Oh, yeah, and for everybody else.
You owe me some money, motherfucker!
And we out.
Real talk.
See y'all tomorrow.
Hey, y'all welcome anytime, man. Y'all welcome to the show anytime.